The story of Apoka, the heroine who ended slavery in Bukari. Long ago, in the 17th century, when the cruel winds of the transatlantic slave trade still blew across the savannas of northern Ghana, a quiet revolution took place, not with an army, but through the fearless heart of one woman. Her name was Apoka. Apoka was a young woman in her early 30s, married and living with her husband in the small, tight-knit community of Bukari, located in what is now the Bogatanga municipality in Ghana's Upper East region. Life in Bukari was simple and communal, but it was shadowed by a growing threat: slave raiders. These raiders were not foreigners. The white slave traders rarely ventured so far inland. Instead, local middlemen, some of them fellow countrymen, had formed gangs, snatching innocent people and selling them into slavery. Communities lived in constant fear. One late afternoon, around 3 o'clock p.m., the peace of Bukari was shattered. A band of slave raiders descended upon the town. They surrounded the entire community, capturing the unsuspecting villagers one by one. The air filled with the cries of terror and confusion. Apoka, alert and quick-witted, realized what was happening and took cover in a nearby hen coop. As she crouched in silence, the sound of chaos echoed around her. Inside the coop, she found a log, just a piece of wood, but in her hands, it would become a symbol of resistance. The raiders, thinking their mission was complete, sent one of their own to scout the area and ensure no one had been left behind. As the man approached the hen coop, Apoka sprang from her hiding place. With one powerful strike, she brought him down with the log. He died instantly. She vanished back into the coop before anyone else could see. Time passed, and the raiders waited for their comrade to return with a report, but he never came. Growing uneasy, they sent others to investigate. When they discovered their fellow raider's lifeless body lying on the ground, with no trace of an attacker, they were overcome with fear. These men, though violent, were deeply spiritual. They knew the traditions and beliefs of the land. Seeing one of their own dead under such mysterious circumstances, they interpreted it not as human resistance, but as a sign from the ancestors. They believed the gods and spirits of the land had rejected their mission, and that the death of their man was a punishment from beyond. In that moment, the raiders panicked. Fearing further wrath from the ancestors, they abandoned the mission. The captives were released. And from that day forward, slave raiding ceased, not only in Bukari, but across the wider Bogatanga area. News of the mysterious intervention and the brave woman behind it began to spread. The people came to know her not just as Apoka, but Apoka the Brave. Her bold, solitary act of resistance marked the end of an era of terror. She became a symbol of hope, a protector of her people, and a living legend. Today, the name Apoka lives on in stories, songs, and the spirit of a community that once stood at the edge of despair and was saved by the courage of one woman. Her heroism reminds us that sometimes it takes just one act of defiance to change the course of history.